Heads up! Heads up!
We're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Tonight, 2005 on a Throwback Thursday. And you know, in 2005, the Patriots were going to the Super Bowl, and the Patriots will play the Buffalo Bills coming up this weekend in the wild card match, the first playoff game for Belichick without Tom Brady. How are you, Levin Reed, WBZ Boston? How are you, my friend?
I'm not as warm as you guys. Apparently, the weather is it's decided that the Northeast is in what they would call a vortex of H-E double hockey sticks.
Oh, I bet.
So it's okay, though, but it's winter up here, so got to get used to it.
All right, Levin's on our progressive guest line. All right, I got to get this. The Patriots closed out the season losing 3 of 4. After the bye week, before the bye week, they looked like one of the best teams in the AFC. What were they doing wrong that they didn't do in their seven-game win streak?
I just think it's just paying attention to detail, one, and two, no fast starts. This is not a team that can play from behind. So they played the Indianapolis Colts, and going into that week, they told everyone that they basically had to get out and get out first, because the Indianapolis Colts, I think they were the best scoring first half team in the NFL that year, last year, and they lost that game. They go to play the Buffalo Bills. The Bills get out first, and the Pats can play from behind. They can't do it. They beat the Jaguars because that's everybody's homecoming game, and they get against the Miami Dolphins. And I don't know, it doesn't make a difference if Tom Brady, Bart Starr, or anybody, when the Patriots go down to Miami, and especially in December and January, they lose.
Yeah, they do.
They just lose. It doesn't make a difference who's the quarterback. So that was going to happen. But they've got to they're not equipped to play from behind. Not yet, at least. They have to get out the fast starts. They have to. And I will say this. In this region, I know who Cam Accord is. He's a special teams coach for the Patriots. But the fans shouldn't know who Cam Accord is.
Right, yeah.
So we do a radio show, and they're like, fire Cam Accord. Whenever have you heard fans on a radio show know who the special teams coach is and know that
exactly.
He has to go? And that, you know, you can't have 3 punt blocks in a season and all these problems on special teams, especially with the Patriots team that spends so much money on special teams and so much time making it work.
Is there a difference in the way this team is viewed? I mean, if they had gone 10-7 with back and forth, losing to good teams, beating the weak teams, never really getting a feel for it. But that 7-game win streak, as I mentioned earlier, there were people who said this might be the best team in the AFC.
Well, when they were the number one seed, you know, on paper, they were the best team in the AFC, and they were playing with the best defense in the AFC. The difference is this. You came into the season saying, okay, let's just see what we can do with the rookie quarterback. And you and I have talked about this. See if we can make hay with this. And you did. You go 2-4. You're like, okay, we're just feeling our way out. But the rookie quarterback hasn't cost us any games just yet. Now you win 7 in a row, and you know, but we move the goalposts.
Yeah, that's right.
We move the goalposts. We're like, well, they should be able to do something. And then they lose the last 3 out of 4. And you kind of fall back to earth. Now, I will say this as we go towards this game on Saturday night. I would rather play this game in Buffalo than play the game in Gillette. I think the Patriots have a better chance in Buffalo. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they have a better chance in Buffalo instead of if they had to play here in Gillette. For some reason, I feel Josh Allen and that team, the Buffalo Bills, they play very sketchy at home. Again, they're not built to play in the cold weather, and it's going to be freezing there. It'll still be cold here, but if you look at the numbers, Josh Allen here, I think he's got like 10 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Up there against the Patriots, it's 1 touchdown and 4 interceptions. So the numbers say that you should want to play them there.
I was been talking about this kind of this week and saying, especially talking about Tampa Bay, right? Whenever we break down Brady, any team that he's on, whether it was the New England teams or whether it's the Buccaneers, you can break down, this is what the offense was going to do. This is what the defense is going to do. This is what their opponent can do. All of that. But then there's always this, yeah, but Brady. There's always this second level that you always have to say. And then there's this guy who can do anything he wants at times and has shown us he can. So all of this might be moot. We haven't been able to do that with Belichick, without Brady. Does Belichick get that going into this game? Is there a, but there's still Belichick that we have to do in the analysis?
I will say this. I think there is still a Belichick thing, but I think that deals with the coaches. And I'm going to say that because I think you and I, whether you and I have talked about it or I've heard you talk about it, after that first game with the Buffalo Bills where they ran the ball 100 times and only threw the ball 3 times, it was but Belichick.
Yeah.
And that was there. That was that game. And I think you can still see that. And by the way, I think you and I, if they were playing the Cincinnati Bengals, you and I would be saying, yeah, but Belichick.
Sure, sure.
Because that would be Joe Burrow's first game. That would be, you know, Zach Taylor going against Belichick. This is a third time around, and the best player on the field for the last 2 games, even when they, I mean, listen, I think Elon Musk has built this kid's arm. I mean, Josh Allen's arm is unreal.
Really, I've never,
he was throwing the ball in a 50-mile-an-hour wind gust, and I was like, this is out of control. But you're stopping one player. That's what you're doing here. You're slowing down one player. So can Butt Belichick slow down this one player and make this player look average? Because if he can, then they move on and they're able to get it done. And that's what he's facing. I mean, even in any press conference, I can read you the transcript. He says, you know, we have to make more plays than he does. That's what he's saying. He's not saying we have to make more plays than they do. It's than he does. He knows what the situation is. The situation is you've got to stop Josh Allen. And listen, I've been around Brady enough, and I think you've been around Brady. You've seen games. If Brady plays a preseason game, everybody's level of atmosphere and energy rises. I don't know what it is about that dude, but when he steps on the field, people really want to play against him. I think the same is for coaches and Belichick. I think the same. I think when coaches hear the press conferences, whether it's Sean McDermott, we've heard him pop off here and there and say, like, you know, let's not give this guy so much credit and this and that. Coaches are tired. So it's yeah, but Belichick to the coaching level, but maybe not to the player level.
What about this game where Buffalo won 33-21 in Foxborough? If they had lost that game, you could point to all the pressure being on. You can't lose to a team 3 times, especially one of your division rivals. Sure. But is there a level now where this dynamic of this game has changed because of what they did in Foxborough, how they bounced back and not only won, but what won convincingly? Well, no, it was a close game in the third quarter, but
well,
won the way they
that
did
was
it.
A beat up. Yeah, that was a beat up. They beat up the Patriots. That was, I mean, the score 33-21, and it wasn't even that close. I still say the pressure's all on Buffalo. Listen, the Patriots were not supposed to be here that quickly. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Like, if you're the Buffalo Bills and you left, you're like, okay, Big Brother has left and gone off to college. We're good. He's not coming back. And then in the middle of the season, you're like, well, did you fail? What are you doing here? Why are you still here? Why'd you come back? You know, how are you here so quickly? If you're the Buffalo Bills fans and you lose this game, you're like, how is that possible? And I think that's how the Buffalo Bills feel also. This game not only has it, whether they win by one is a statement game for the Buffalo Bills because they cannot, in a situation, lose out to the Patriots and have the Patriots move on. And then they just have one season at the helm without Tom Brady. And then everybody, the narrative for the next year is, now you're chasing them again. And they were doing that for 20 years. So, I think the narrative the pressure has to be on them to get better. And the narrative for the Patriots is this. Go in and just play your game. Don't make mistakes. If you get in there and don't make mistakes against this team, the next round, I'm not saying the next round is going to be easier, but the next round will be a fresh start for you against a team that you haven't played twice this season. I think this game is tough for both teams. I mean, I don't know how – it's hard to play a team 3 times in a season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the, I think, cool aspect of this. Look, I know the NFL doesn't really it's tough to get a division rivalry in a playoff game, but 58 years, they've never met in the playoffs as teams have been up and down. I think it's really hard when you play a team 3 times. I mean, there's so much information you have to digest on what went right and what went wrong in the 2 games that you met. That being said, has Mac Jones been how many times has Mac Jones been put in a position where he's had to do things, and has he done well at that?
I think all season long. I think he's hit every check mark that he's had to do. If you're saying the one thing he hasn't done, I think he's only led a team from behind, I think, once, and that was against Houston, but Houston was Houston. You know what I'm saying? So I can't ask you to make Houston into Buffalo. But, I mean, and I hate saying this because he's a rookie, but he's a rookie.
Yeah.
So I feel like I always have to go back to saying he's a rookie, and this is his 19th game in the NFL or 18th game in the NFL, and including preseason. He's still learning. The process is learning, but because we've moved the goalposts on him as well, we expect him to perform a little bit better. I expect him. Look, I will say this to you: he looks physically tired. He physically looks like the rookie wall. He's been in it. He's living in it. He's built a house in it. He's watching TV in it. The rookie wall is on top of him right now. That's what he physically looks like. So they've got to monitor him and make sure that he's able to get through this. With that said, he still has the energy of a young kid. He's still leading the team. He's still saying all the right things. I don't know if they're going to, take the handcuffs off him. I don't think there's any way for you to take the handcuffs off him. I think he's hit the point where he is right now, and he's answered every question, and in the offseason he can only get better. What does he have to do to win this game? I'll tell you what he has to do. If they have Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris, if they have both those running backs, they're able to help him out. And the secret to this game, which no one's going to talk about, but I'm going to tell you, if Kyle Duggar, the Patriots' safety, if he does not play, the Pats will lose, hands down. If he plays, it gives them a guy who plays on all three levels and a spy. So he's the guy to stop Josh Allen from running, to also stand up in the line and make blocks at the makes blocks at the line and tackle the running backs, and also go out and get the tight end and make sure that Dawson Knox cannot make a play. That's the guy. So now if they don't have, and the players will absolutely tell you this, they don't have a guy on the team that's Kyle Duggar with that strength, that size, and that versatility on their defense. And the way they play their defense with safety high, they need Kyle Duggar to do whatever he can do. And we were surprised yesterday that he wasn't, how the Patriots do it. He wasn't at the media portion of practice, but he was on the injury list, is limited. So, we got there, we didn't see him. I was like, he's not here. And then they were like, when they put out their injury report, they were like, limited. I'm like, oh, he's not at the media portion, whatever.
Levin, always good stuff with you, my friend. Thank you, as always. We really appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Thank you. And, anytime you guys call, I'm ready there to pick it up. No problem.
We love it, man. We love it, man. Thank you so much. Levin Reed, Boston, WBZ, on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Thought on Mac Jones when we come back, because, again, as he mentioned, he talked about something that we've seen a little bit at times with rookie quarterbacks, is that they do hit that wall. Some of them don't get to the playoffs, but that wall is there. We'll talk about that coming up next on Wake Up Call.